Okay, so we're on Negarim Daf Sadi. I'll begin from Pei Tenamud Beis in the Mishnah. Okay, 89b, page 178 in the Mishnah. Okay, everybody with me?
Yes.
Around 10 lines from the bottom. Okay, Manitin, Konam Sheininen La'aba Ula Avicha Imosani Alpicha. Now here, the woman, we're talking about a Konam's type of neder that the woman makes, so we know that the husband has a right to revoke her nedarim if it's inui nefesh or dvarim beinu l'beina. So here she's got a type of neder which has a trigger connected with it. So she says, konam sheninen la'aba, she makes a neder, she's not going to get any benefit from her own father or from his father, imosanei alpicha, if I do anything for you. In other words, if I do anything to benefit you, my dearest husband, then under those circumstances, I can't benefit either, whatever she said, her father or the other one's father. So it's going to come out that in this case, one second.
If she serves him.
If I do anything for you, right? So here, so both of them will involve. There's different ways to understand this sugya, but both will involve dvarim beinu l'beina. In other words, the trigger is if she does anything for the husband. So obviously, you know, normally that would, if she withholds doing that, that would be dvarim beinu l'beina. In other words, the trigger. But then once she does the trigger, if she's not going to receive any gifts from either her father or his father, that's also going to be a vermilimidol. It's going to lead to a lot of dissension in the family. So that's something that he could be mayfair. Then the second case is, she'eni nehenet lecha, I won't get any benefit from you, my husband, imosanei alpi abba v'alpi avicha. If I do anything for my father or for your father, harezi afer. There he should also do, you know, he has a koach to make for nedarim. The Gemara takes it that it's, you know, highly unlikely that, in other words, that she would go through where she would not be, you know, in other words, most likely,
she'll do something for her father or
right,
your father.
Right, right, right. So the second neder is, she'inin eit lecha, I'm not going to get any benefit from you if I do anything, if I do anything for my father, for your father. So most likely in the course of time she's going to do something for one of her parents, her father or her father-in-law, and so that would also be a case of dvarim beinu l'beina. Anyway, in either case she can be made for the neder. Now let's see the Gemara. We're 8 lines to the bottom, page 178, Pei Tenamud Beis. Okay, so Gemara says, Tanya, we learned the Braisa. Now the Braisa's case is going to be the same case that we had in the Mishnah, but the Braisa is going to add on a machloket. Tanya she'eni nenet la'aba ulavicha, that I will not be able to get benefit from your father or my father or your father, imaniya selapicha, if I do anything for you. So we learned in the Mishnah that the husband can be made for such a neder. He can revoke the neder. Rabbi Natan Omer lo yafer, v'chachamim omer yafer. So now we see that it's a machloket, and the machloket is, can he do hafara? In other words, there's a trigger that's involved with this neder. In other words, before any restrictions come into place, the trigger is, im osani alpicha, if I do anything for you. So until she does something for him, there's no neder, there's no nothing in force. So the question is, does he have a right to be made for the neder before she pulls the trigger? That's really what's involved. So according to Rabbi Natan, she lo yafer. In other words, he can't revoke the neder till there's like an active neder in place, and it was till she pulls the trigger. Then once she, you know, she does something for the husband, so then there's a restriction of a neder. Then she can do the hafar according to Rabbi Natan. But according to Chamim, yafer. According to Chamim, no. He could do the hafar right away. Indeed, he would have to do the hafar right away. Then, let's just wait a few seconds, we'll go, okay? Now, Netula Ani Min Ayudim, now she makes a similar idea type of neder. She says, Netula Ani Min Ayudim, which we know she's not going to have relations with anybody, any Jew, Im Mishamashcha, if I have relations with you, dear husband. So again, Rabbi Natan Omer Lo Yafer, Rabbi Natan says he can't revoke it until the trigger is pulled till she has relations with him. Then he could do the hafara. But Chachamim say he could do a hafara. Okay, let's just summarize for Daniel, for everybody who just is here. Okay, so the idea we're talking about, again, we said a husband has a right to do hafara to revoke the neder of his wife if it's, you know, inui nefesh or rim beino lebeina. But the issue that the Gemara is taking up, what if the neder is such that there's a trigger in the neder, and the restrictions of the neder don't begin immediately, it's only if she does A, then the restrictions come into play. So when is the time to do hafara? So according to the Tana Rabbi Natan, he can't do the hafara till the trigger is pulled. So she does that eventuality, there's no neder, so he can't do hafara. And according to Chachamim, no, you do the hafara right away. Okay, well, who's had your question, then question, because go. Wait, one second, I'm doing over here.
There's a certain time period that he can...
Right, one day. So they have a different clock for the days. So according to the Chachamim, once he hears of this neder, so, and then there's machloket tanaim in the Gemara, but according to the way we hold, he has till nightfall of that day, according to the Chachamim. According to Rabbi Natan, no. It's when she pulls the trigger. When she pulls the trigger, then she's got a neder that he knows about. Otherwise,
Does he know he should pull the trigger?
Well, when he hears that she pulled the trigger, when he learns that she pulled the trigger, that'll be it.
But maybe he doesn't hear about it until much longer.
Well, what can I tell you? That's the way it seems. That's the way it seems to me.
Too late.
Oh, can I tell you? All right, this is the way it's going. Okay. All right. Now, who in the cyber world? Yeah, go ahead, Fern. What do you got?
Really makes sense with the pasuk. I don't have the chumash in front of me.
What
of the words beyond
Shemoa Isha?
What does Rabbi Natan do with it?
No. So it means that again. What is the net? What does it mean to hear of a netter? Netter is not to hear the words, that he learns that she's got a valid netter. B'yom Shemoa Isha. He hears that she has a valid netter, but she doesn't have a valid netter yet. So you could argue it's just the other way around. It's more stronger than you could argue that way. All right, let's see further in the Gemara now. Okay, so that's the machloket. Now, five lines from the bottom on page 178, page 10 of the base. Ahu gavra de'itzar hanayetada amalei. A certain man, he ushered the benefit of the world on himself, which is extreme neder. Inasiv itta kilo tanina hilchata. If he marries a woman before he studies hilchata, so there's a whole question what this means exactly. But the way that some of the farshim learn, that he's going
to
learn all of shas. Now let me just see. Let me see who has it this way. One second. I'm looking. Please. One second. Ha 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 ha. Okay. One second. Yeah. Well, so according to the Rush, in Kodem Shilmod Halakot, he says, Rush says he'll learn Halakot. But but if you look in the Tosfos says in the bottom right, three lines in the bottom in mine, Inasim Nitzach Elmo Kola Shas, till I study all of Shas. So all of Shas could be the Shas Mishnayot, because he's in the Gemara. So he's saying, till I learn all of Shas Mishnayot. Okay, let's back in the Gemara. He says, so in other words, he doesn't want to get married till he has learning under his belt, which is a nice idea. And if you look at the Ran, three lines to the bottom, or four lines to the bottom, he says, Sha'asa Latzmo Hanada Briot, Inasim Nitzach Kilo Tanina Shevro Silamot Torah, he wanted to have some learning before he marries. So he won't, when he gets married, it's harder to learn. That if a person has a millstone around his neck, how is he going to be Osek Petorah? So it's difficult. Right. So let's take a look at what's coming up in Daf Yomi in another, within the year. One second. So three lines from the bottom. Right, begapa v'tuvlaya v'lo amsi l'mitna. So again, there's different ways of learning this line, but one way to learn is that he exerted himself very much. If you look in the Ran, right, begapa v'tuvlaya b'machlo v'tarmilo. In other words, right means to run. Begapa v'tuvlaya, the Ran takes it with his staff and with his satchel. Shishtadel in the Ran b'chol koko l'mod. He tried full effort to learn. It didn't work out for him. That's one way of understanding it. Now, there's another way to understand this as well, which, one second, let me feel this is. Tosfos says, one minute. second. Yeah. So if you look in the Rush, two lines from the bottom of the Rush, Rat Begapu Tublai Blamats Lemitnam, Kelim Hem Shmachtisim Ben Peirot. So the Rush says the Gap and Tublai are Kelim that you put the fruit, the produce in. He was too busy with work and he wasn't able to learn, but he wanted to get married already. But either way, he didn't accomplish his goal. So he says, Atu Rav Acha Bar Rav Huna, back in the Gemara, Atu Rav Acha Bar Rav Huna. So Rav Acha Bar Rav Huna came and he says, Vishavshay, he like misled him, or he like on the side he says, Pitauto Achna Saisha. He seduced him to marry a woman, and it's going to come out that Rav Acha wanted him to get married because Rav Acha felt he wants him to go to a chacham to be Matir the Neder. But Rav Acha felt he can't be much of the neder till the neder is chal. Until right. So we'll see. Again, Rav Nathan was talking about hafaras neder, and we're talking about hataras neder. But he wanted it to be chal. V'shivshei v'insivintato, and then the person married. So now he's pulling the trigger. Now he's married before he learned what he said he was going to learn. But now he's under the prohibition. He can't get benefit from anything, anyone in the world. And then the top line in Sadi Amalath. The Sharkei Tina, so he Rav Acha smeared him with mud. Now it could be that he was smearing with mud because he wanted. If you look at the Ran, the top line, Kedila Rotoshu Tzarich La Brio La Alter La Kibus Begadav. He wanted to show him that he needs people. He needs a launderer to wash his clothes. B'ksabar and B'ksabar in the Ran, he had to plead Rabbanu Rabbi Natan Ba'afara Plihi Nami B'Sheila. So he Rav Acha thought the same machloket that exists by Hafara. Do I have to wait till the neder is actually chal before I can do hafara? He thought the same achloket will exist by hatara. If you want to do hatar nedarim, you have to see is the neder chal or not. He says so. He says pliyin b'sheila on the third line of the round. The Rabbi Natan nami sfirle b'sheila dechacham materium kin chal neder. And because Rabbi Natan holds there as well that you can't do hafar nedarim till the neder is chal. Now, if you look in the Rush though on the side, the Rush says kiv shipig adav. So the Rush says that he took off his clothes because he took a neder not to get benefit from anyone in the world. I guess the clothes had been, you know, produced from somebody in the world. And then he smeared him with mud to make him presentable to go to, like, he's not wearing clothes, so he's got to have he's got to have you know, some sort of like covering. So the mud is going to be his covering. But if you look at the if you look at the top line in the Rashi / Mefaresh, he says Tach Pana Batit that he smeared his face with mud. He wanted to disguise him that Rav Chista, who's going to go to, shouldn't recognize him. That's another pshat. So you know who says this also is the Tosfos, who says the same thing. He says he was embarrassed that he didn't fulfill his neder. In other words, so let's see back in the Gemara. So Visharki Vitina Va'ati Lukami Rav Chista. So he brought him before Rav Chista. Amarava, second line on Tzadi Amalef, Man Chakim Mebad Kiha Milta Ilav the Ravata Baravuna, the Gabaravahu. He says, who would be so smart to do it in such a fashion other than Rav Acha Bar Rav Huna, who's a Gabar Rabba, an Adam Gadol, to Kasavar, because he Rav Acha holds, to Chihechi, to Pli, Rabban of Rabbi Natan, by Hafara, just like we saw, there's a machloket between the Chachamim and Rabbi Natan by Hafara. Do you have to wait till the Neder is actually Chal, and before you could do Hafara, and Rabbi Natan holds, you have to wait till the Neder is actually Chal? Hakanami Pli, Yibeshela. So they have the same machloket by Sheila. Memela, he wanted to wait till Alibet Kuli Alma, he'd be able to ask for a Sheila Schacham. So according to Rabbi Natan, assuming this is correct, that you can't ask for the Sheila till the Neder is Chal. So the Neder is not Chal till he marries without fulfilling the Tanai. Rapapi Amar, Machlok Bahafara, but Rapapi holds, yeah, this Machloket by Hafara, the Rabbi Natan Sabar Einabal Mefirm Kin Chal Neder, that Rabbi Natan holds that the Baal can't be Mefir unless the Neder is actually Chal, unless the Neder, in other words, the restrictions are in place. Dichtiv v'chafra halavana. So the Pesuto Shemikra means that the moon will be ashamed, but the drasha is chafra is lashon hafara, and levana is from lashon binyan. In other words, that you could do a hafara, like we said, that anybody who makes a neder is ki'ilu bana bama, like you built a bama. So you can only do the hafara. It's just a remez from the pasuk. You know, it's not the source for the halacha, but it's a remez from the pasuk that you could, you have to wait till bichal and neder. So the neder is chal, it means, but like b'hafra, in other words, you can do hafara when there's a binyan. In other words, when there's already like a neder, then you can do the hafara. V'rabanan savri, the chachamim hold bal mefer af pishlo chal neder. The chachamim hold that a bal could be mefer neder, even though it's not chal yet. Dichtiv mefer machshavot aramim. This says that he undoes the thoughts of like unclothed people. But the way that the Ran takes it, if you look at the Ran, it's around five lines above where it gets wide. That hafar is shaykh by machshav alone. So I saw in Rabbi Roblowski, he thought it meant like really just speech, but in like an effective speech, not effective yet, you could do it. Aval, back in the Gemara, aval b'sheila divrei akol in chamat yirklum and looking chal neder. But by sheila, according to Rapapi, everybody agrees you can't do sheila till the neder is actually chal, according to Rapapi. Dichtiv lo yachel dvaro. Lo yachel dvaro means a person shouldn't make his words profane. And we learn from here that aval achirim mochlin lo, or mechlin lo, that other people could make it. In other words, like a bezdin could, you know, be mocked to the neder. But lo yachel dvaro could also mean from lashon of chalas. Let's look at the Ran, three lines before it gets wide. Dichtiv lo yachel dvaro lo yeakor chalot dvaro. In other words, he shouldn't undo that which began. But the kinan ha'achirim okrin almein chamatim kein chal neder. Meaning that the pasuk is a double entendre. Lo yachel nadevaro means don't make your words profane, but other people could be mechel leneder. But it means yachel is also lashon of chalus, that the neder is chal. In other words, it's effective. Lo yachel nadevaro. So if it's effective, don't violate it. But other people could do it under those circumstances. So that's a raya. That, you know, you need to have an effective neder. Okay, now let's just pause for a second and think about what we just learned. Okay, let's go over a little bit. So we said that sometimes a neder can have two parts to it, a trigger and then the restrictions. Like here, she says, if I do A, then B will be restricted to me. So if, in this example, in the Mishnah was, if if I do anything for you, dearest husband, or we have the case in the Bryce as well. But if I do something for you, then the restrictions come into play. And the restrictions are, then I can't accept anything from either your father or my father. That's where we have a trigger. So we said we had a machloket between Rabbi Natan and the Chachamim. Can the husband do hafara if she just makes that statement and he hears it? Can he do hafara? So Rabbi Natan says, absolutely not. Because nothing's happened. There's not a neder yet. Not a neder, so she benefits. Once she benefits from you, then you have a neder. But other than that, not. And the Chachamim say, no, you do hafara right away. So then we had the question, what about by she'ela? Not hafara, but by she'ela. If a person makes a neder, he wants out of the neder, he wants to go to a bezdin or to a chacham, so do you have to wait till the neder is chal or not? So the first, we had two lashonos so far. So the first lashon was Rav Acha bar Rav Huna. He says the same thing, the Zelbazach, right? The same thing, the Zelbazach, right? The same thing by Sheila. Just like they have the machloket by Hafara, they have the same machloket by Sheila. That's what Rav Acha says. And then we learn Rav Papi says, no, Sheila is different. By Sheila, according to Rav Papi, everybody agrees you can't have Sheila until the neder is chal. Because it says lo yachel devaro, and the way he understands the words lo yachel devaro means, and that's where we learned that the chacham can be matir neder, that he's not matir till the neder has some chalos, till it's activated, and so that's where we're headed right now. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far? What's up, Rafi?
I think there should be a difference between who triggers it. If the woman triggers it, should be a different law, and the man does it, different law. Because if he does it, he can wait. If she triggers it, he doesn't know. She can
again.
She's making
it. Right. She's the one who makes the netter.
I understand, but she can trigger it herself. Or say, if you do something, then he triggers it.
Well, she can say whatever she wants.
It has to be a different law,
but
who's in charge here?
No.
She's in charge. He should be mad.
No. So, in other words, either way, there's a trigger. So, what's the?
There's a difference.
So, but wait. So, what do you want to say?
He's in charge. He can wait. If she's in charge, He should buffer right away.
Wait, I don't understand. But what's the difference whether he triggers?
If she can trigger it, then the husband should be able to buffer it right away.
If she can trigger it,
yes.
He should do it right away.
Husband,
wait, why is that?
Because he's not in control.
No, but I understand. But there's no netter yet.
No, she says if you do something, the netter goes into effect.
Yeah, but I see he doesn't do anything yet. So how? I'm saying according to the tzad that there's no netter until the trigger is pulled. So there's no netter. Yeah, there's nothing to be Mayfair.
There's a difference who pulls the trigger.
Yeah, but there's nothing to be Mayfair. There's nothing. You have to have a netter to be Mayfair. So quite Rav Nathan, you don't have a netter till the trigger is pulled. What's up?
There is such an idea if you make a tnai for the netter that depends on somebody else. For example, if your father is going to do something,
right,
or etc., that a person cannot enforce because it does not depend on them. It's on the
party. Yeah, this I don't know.
That's right.
Okay, Daniel says says that you can't have a binding netter if it triggers with somebody else. All right, this I don't know. Do we have it in our Masechta?
I don't know.
Okay, how do you know that, by the way?
Rabbi Chaim mentioned
Okay. Daniel says that Rabbi Ben Chaim mentioned that. Okay.
I think what he's saying, if she says, I'm going to get married, or triggers on someone else. That's the difference.
She said, if your father's going to marry me, or if I'm going to marry your father, or something.
No.
Maybe the father doesn't want to marry.
In other words, if she says, if you're not home by 5 o'clock today, then this netter is chal. We can't do it that way because
if it's somebody else says who is in control, like you're saying.
So not okay. Okay. All right. Okay. I don't know. But believe netter, I'll try to look around tomorrow. Ask around tomorrow. Okay.
Regarding learning the shas.
Before I forget, one second. You know, wait, one second. I nearly forgot. Yesterday, this was Sharon Sendrutz wanted to sponsor Daf Yomi yesterday, and did sponsor Daf Yomi yesterday on the occasion of the yahrzeit of her mother, Chaya Chana Alter, but Yitzchak Isaac HaKohen, Zichron Lebracha. So learning yesterday was like Louis Nishmata. Okay, what's up? I'm sorry.
Doesn't it say Shmurat Lechupaso? You have to get married before. You learn shas, you're 18, get married, and then you learn.
Well, that's the sugya in kiddushin about whether yaso b'torah, and then ben azai chashka nafshi b'torah, and he was pushing off the marriage considerably. All right, I'm gonna.
Halacha lemaaseh, they say if the yetzer is not bothering your person, then it's better. However, if the yetzer is, it's better to get married.
All right. You're digging. Okay, now. All right. Let's see further in the Gemara now. All right. Okay. So this we got. Now. Okay. So again. So we have two lashonos as to by Shayla. Is it the same machloket by Shayla, or maybe by Shayla according to Rav Papi? We want to focus on Rav Papi. Rav Papi holds that everybody agrees that the chacham is not matir anything unless the netter is chal. According to Rav Papi, and that's the way it looks like.
Rabbi Natan would agree with.
Right. In other words, well, Rabbi Natan is the one, he says it always has to be chal, but even the chachamim would agree. Even the chachamim would agree that you can't do Shayla till the netter is chal, according to Rav Papi. So we're going to focus on that shita now. So Lema Masayle, should I say the following brisa supports Rav Papi? Again, that you can't do shes chacham till the netter is chal. If a person says koni, konam, sheinin en el ploni, a person makes a netter, I'm not going to get benefit from ploni, from X, ulamisha esha elav, and I'm not going to get hana from the person I will go to do a shes chacham for this netter. In other words, the first netter is, I'm not going to get any hana from, let's say, Reuven, and then I'm not going to get any hana from the chacham I go to ask on that netter. You got it? In other words, again, let's say, or let me give a different name. Reuven makes a netter, and Reuven says he's not going to get hana from Shimon. Okay, Reuven makes a netter, he's not going to get hana from Shimon, which yes, he could do. And then he couples it with another netter, which is going to be triggered. He says, and if I go to a Shelas Chacham, if I go to Rabbi Shlomo to be matir the netter, I won't get benefit from Rabbi Shlomo anymore. So one netter is effective immediately. The other netter is only effective when he goes for Shelas Chacham. So, in effect, he'll be releasing the first netter, but the second netter will be in a play. Okay, so one netter is effective now. One netter is staggered if he fulfills the Tanai. Okay, so let's see back in the Gemara. So, Lema Masayle, Konam She'enin En El Ploni, Ulamisha Esha'el Alav, Nisha'al Rishon. So, the time of the Brisa says, First, he should go to a chacham concerning the first neder, we think. But charkach nishal sheni, and then he'll go to a different chacham to ask concerning the second neder. V'amrit nishal apapishlo chal neder. Now, I didn't say right. He's asking kasha against the first opinion. In other words, Rapapi. This is a proof for Rapapi, but it's a kasha against Rabacha. Rabacha says it's a machlok in this case. V'amrit nishal No. It's proof for Rapapi. It's proof for Rapapi. Right. V'amrit nishal apapishlo chal neder. If you would assume not like Rapapi, right. If you would assume not like Rapapi, you can be nishal even though the neder. So, in other words, the proof is the Tana the Brisa says first you go to ask for Neder A, then once Neder A is the Chacham releases me from Neder A, so then Neder B is now in effect, and I'll go to another Chacham to be Matri Neder B. That's what the Brisa says to do.
And you can only cancel B once it kicks in.
Right. So that's what we think the Brisa is saying. But if it would be true not this way, if it would be true that you can be shoel on a neder even before it's chal, so I could begin taking the neder as I choose it. Why does he say first the first one and the second one? So the Gemara says, Umiyada ihai kama ihai batra. How do you know what the Tana means when it says, in other words, that's the alleged proof. How do you know that's what he means by the first one and the second one? Maybe the Rishon is just the first one that he goes to, and the second one is the second one he goes to. In other words, the Tana Brisa says, first he'll ask for the first neder, then he'll ask for the second neder. Who says the Pshat in the Brisa is the first neder that he said, and second neder the second neder he said? Maybe the first one is the first one that he asked about, and then he'll do the second one that he's asking about. But maybe it's not Mukhrat that he can't ask. Maybe he could ask for a neder that's not chal yet. So that proof went by the wayside. Ela lema mesile. So the Gemara says maybe we can bring a proof to Rapapi from this Brisa. It says Konam Shaini Nenin Laploni. He says the person makes a neder that they're not going to get hana from Ploni, and Harini Nazir l'Sha'el Alav. It's similar to the previous one. In other words, he makes one neder, I'm not going to get benefit from Ploni, and then he's a Nazir when he asks to be released from that neder. So if he goes to a Chacham to be released from neder A, then automatically he's going to be a Nazir, which is another type of neder, which is segues into our next Masechta, which we're beginning Bli Neder on Wednesday night. So even tomorrow night we'll do a drop of it. So he says here, Harini Nazir l'Sha'elav Nishal al Nidro b'Charkach Nishal al Nizro. So here the Brisa says Mefurash that he'll ask first concerning the neder, and then he'll ask concerning the nazirus. In other words, nazirus is a type of neder, but it's clear that first he's asking for the first neder, and then he'll go to the second one. So here it's clear, we think, that he's only when it's chal. V'yamrit nishal af pishlo chal neder, and if you could say that a person can be shoel even though the neder is not yet chal, ibay al nidro it shel bereisha, ibay al nizro it shel bereisha. So you can ask on either one. So the Gemara says, so we want to bring a proof from here that Rapapi is correct, that everyone agrees when it comes to Shez Chacham that you have to wait till the Neder is Chal. That's what we think the proof would be. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Natanhi, it's not Mukhrak. Maybe there's a Machloket, and this Brisa is just going like Rabbi Natan. In other words, the other Tzad, Rabacha said the same Machloket exists by Hafara, exists by Shela. So by Hafara, Rabbi Natan says you have to wait till it's Chal. So maybe this Brisa is going like Rabbi Natan. In Akinami, the Brisa says, you wait till it's Chal. Maybe it's going like Rabbi Natan. But it's not Mukhrach, it's a Libet Kuli Alma. So that proof fell by the wayside. Got it or not? Everybody good? Yes or no? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's Rabbi Natan.
Shashi, good?
Kind of.
It's not Mukhrach.
There's no possible way I can ask a question that would allow me to understand. I just understand basically what we're trying to figure out,
let's go over this once more. Okay. Now you heard him say that there's no way he can understand this. Okay, now we'll see if we can undo that. So there's a machloket. Okay, there's a machloket with if you have a neder that has a trigger. Is machloket, do I have to wait till the trigger is pulled before I can be matir the neder? That you have, right?
Yeah.
So here we have a case with this Brisa. He says that he's making one neder, he's not going to benefit. Let's see, Reuben makes a neder, he's not going to get benefit from Shimon. And then he says, if he goes to Rabbi X to be, or a rabbi to be matir that neder, then he's going to be a nazir. Okay? So one neder is chal immediately, and the other has a trigger with it when he goes to the mat. That's the case. So now, our question is, according to Rav Papi, when it comes to Sheilas neder, everybody agrees that you have to wait till the neder is chal before you can ask for a sheila on it. Okay, before even mat the neder. So the Tana of the Brisa says, first he'll ask on his neder, and then after he does that, he'll ask on his neder to be a nazir. Yeah. So we think that we proved that the Brisa is saying that you have to wait till everything is chal. So you good so far?
Yeah.
Okay. So far you good. So that's the proof we think for Rav Papi. So the Gemara says it's not necessarily a proof because the other tzad holds that the same machloka that exists by hafara exists by neder. So by hafara we had a machloka between Rabbi Natan and the Chachamim. Rabbi Natan said you can't do hafara until it's live and effective, and the Chachamim say no. And then Rav Acha held the same machloka as by Sheila. So who says maybe this brisa is going like Rabbi Natan, even though it doesn't mention Rabbi Natan, and maybe it's it could be learnt in conformity with Rav Acha.
Okay.
So look at that. Now you understand it, Josh. Look at that. 2 minutes ago he said there's no way he can understand it. Do you remember? I have all my aid in here. We have it.
Rabbi, I didn't believe you're going to be so patient to go through it.
Okay.
Isn't this a surprise?
Okay. Dan, I need to stop all your head. Okay. Now. All right. Now let's go further than the Gemara. Now, the okay. So we tried to bring two proofs for Rav Papi, and they both fell through the tubes. Okay. So now the Gemara says four lines from the bottom. Amar Avina, Amarli Mareimar, Hachi Amar Avuch, Meshmed Rav Papi. So now we're going to learn a different version of what Rav Papi said. So the first version of Rav Papi was, Rav Papi said that when it comes to Nedarim, everybody agrees for Sheilas Nedarim, everybody agrees it has to be Chal before you can ask for Hataras Nedarim. Now this opinion, this version of Rav Papi is going to be 180 degrees the opposite. He says, Machloket Bahafara. So this opinion holds that Rapapi so far that this Machloket Bahafara about Bishaila Divriya Kol Mayfair Vialpishlokal Neder. In this opinion, according to this, Rapapi said that everyone agrees you could be Mayfair even though it's not Chal.
Well, Natan agrees with Chachamim.
Right. Natan agrees with the Chachamim. And I was talking to Rabbi Roblowski today. He was saying he thought like the Sfar you could say for that because when a Chacham is Matir Neder, he's saying you didn't have the proper understanding or whatever. So so he's mocked to the netter when he hears it. So what difference whether it's chal or not? So you could hear a svar to say that when that you wouldn't make a difference. Dichtiv. Now he has a proof thumb from the pasuk. Dichtiv lo yachel devaro. So lo yachel devaro. Here he's darshing the pasuk differently. Lo yachel devaro. Turn page. Lameimer de lo hava be maisa. He's learning devaro is his words. Lo yachel devaro. Let me see what he has here. Somebody have down here. One second. So he means lo yachel devaro that just devaro. Let me see if the word sentences. Hold on a second. Give me one second. One second. Yeah. If you look in the Tosos, two lines from the bottom of Bashela de Rekul Matir Miyad, in the Tosos, two lines from the bottom of Bashela de Rekul Matir Miyad, Apishlochal, the thief Loyachel de Ro, Lamemar, the Lohabi Kamasa, Kilom Matir Miyad, Apopisha, Ain Shamadina, Ledibur, Divaro. It was just words, and nothing has been chal yet. Amar whom de lo yachel abalachir mochel lo. So he shouldn't make it profane, but other people could be mochel for him. Okay, dechtiv lo yachel devaro. Turn page on top line on 180 on tzadim adbeis. Lameimar de lo haba be ma'isa means even before there's an action that anything has taken place, everybody agrees he could do the hatar nedarim. Okay, so meifei. So on this version of Rav Papi, we're asking questions. So the brises that we brought before that were proofs for Rav Papi in the first version. Are those same prices going to be cautious in the second version? Meitve, Konam, Sheinin, and so according to this version, Rav Papi holds I could do that Taras Adarim right away. So Konam Sheni Nenel Ploni, a person makes a neder, I'm not going to get benefit from Ploni. Ulamish Neshal Lav, and I'm not going to get Hana from the person that I go to for the Shelus Chacham. Nishal Rishon V'Charkach Nishal Sheni. So first he'll go to get the Shela concerning the first neder, and then he'll go, once he does that, so he'll ask for the second one. Amai, Ibai al Hai Nitshul Bereisha, Ibai al Hai Nitshul Bereisha. So why does he have to, in other words, this price sounds like Lechora, first blush, you have to wait till everything is Chal before you go to the Shela's Chacham. But if, according to the second version of Rav Papi, you don't have to wait, so what difference? He can do whichever one he wants. So the Gemara says, I'm looking for the Bach here, Mika Yada, Hey Rishon Behe Sheni. How do you know?
The same
answer we said before. When the Tana says the first, the second, how do you know what the Tana means? Maybe he's saying the first one he's asking for about is the first one, and the other the second. So it's not mukrach that that's against the second version of Rav Papi. Okay, Meife, let's see further in the Gemara. Meife, Konam She'eni Nehene, a person makes an error that they're not going to get benefit. Bahareini nazir l'chesha elav, and I'll be a nazir when I ask concerning that neder. Nishal nidro, b'charkach nishal nizro. So the Tana of the Brisa says first he'll ask concerning his neder, and then he'll ask concerning his nazirus. V'yamai yibayal nidro nitcha bereisha, v'yibayal nizro nitcha bereisha. So according to the second version of Rav Papi, he could do whichever one he wants to first. In other words, this second Brisa seems to say that he'll first ask concerning the neder, he's not going to get a hana from X, and then he says he'll be a nazir when he asks concerning that neder, then that one will be the second. But according to Rav Papi, either one he could do in whichever one he wants. So the Gemara says Tiyufta, the Gemara says Taka, that's Akasha against that second version. Not good?
I lost you.
Okay, wait. All right, let's all focus. Okay, so the second version of Rav Papi holds that a person doesn't have to wait for anything. They can do the Shez Chacham as long as the words have been uttered. That's the second version. So the Gemara is bringing kashas against Rav Papi. So the second brisa says, okay, the last second one.
Yes.
Okay, Meife, Konam She'eni Nene. Ruve makes a neder, he's not going to get hanav from Shimon.
Yeah.
So that's Chal.
Yeah.
Then he says, Vareini Nazir l'ksheshe'elav, and then I'll be a Nazir when I go to Shez Chacham concerning that neder.
Right.
So he says, Nishal Nidro, the Tana of the Brisa says he should ask the Shiloh concerning the neder first, but Charkach Nishal Nidro, then he for the Nazirus. Va'amoi, Ibai al Nidro Nitcha Bereisha, Ibai al Nidro Nitcha Bereisha. If I don't have to wait till anything is Chal, I can do whichever order I want.
Like the second version of
I can ask on my Nazirus first and then do the other one. So the Gemara says Tiyufta. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's a kasha against the second Lashon.
Why can't you say this is Abnatan also?
No. According to this version, no one holds that you have to wait till it's Chal. No one holds you have to wait till it's Chal. According to this version.
Yeah.
Right. So if no one holds you have to wait till it's Chal, and here I see this Bryce says you have to wait till it's Chal.
That slugs it up.
Slugs
exactly mean what?
Slug is like a knock.
Knocks
a punch. A punch. Okay.
Punch.
Okay, go ahead.
A general question, what if the woman gives a neder and she says if you mafer the neder to the husband, which in two cases he can, which we said beno benayin,
inu and nefesh.
If he does that, then they will trigger another one which he cannot mafer. And then
Wait, what's the second neder?
The ones that he cannot mafer. It's not beno benayin, and it's not inu and nefeshot. Then in this case, he cannot do those two also, because he's going to mafer, and he's going to trigger the other one.
No, but I mean, assuming that you could make such an neder, but why could he? The fact that he's pulling a trigger by. I have to look into this thing about somebody else with the trigger.
She's taking it away from him.
He's made for the neder, now the second neder will be chal. So what?
Then he cannot do anything about it.
So that's
going to prevent him from doing it.
I got to look in this thing with the trigger with the other person, okay? All right, now. Let me do a little further in the Gemara, and then we'll talk a little bit. And there's if we have more time, I'll do some other things. Okay, but let me just get through today's daf, and then we'll go further. Okay, and we can see the end in sight here. Now the tenth line from the top on page 180. Okay, Manitin. Barishona you omrim shlosh nashim yotzov not lo ketubah. Now, initially they said that there are three women who have to be divorced, but it's based on their own statement. In other words, the women make different claims concerning themselves, and as a result of that, they're going to get their ksuba. So the husband has to divorce them, and they get their ksuba. So he says, Homeret tmeya ani lecha. If a woman says, I'm tmeya to you, which the Gemara is going to say, we don't know this yet, that she's an eshet kohen, she's a wife of kohen, and she says to her husband, I was raped. So a kohen is not allowed to be married to a woman who's had relations with somebody outside marriage. If she's an Eishes Yisrael, only if it's consensual, but if it's rape, she can still stay on. But an Eishes Kohen can't. So in that case, they said that the woman would say that, so she's got to be divorced based on her own statement, no corroborating evidence, based on her own statement, but she gets her ksuba. Then the second claim is, Shamayim Beini Lebeincha, the heavens are between me and you. So one pshat that it's brought down is it means that he's not able to father children with her or impregnate her. In other words, Shmoy ben Lucha, that if you look in the Ran, it's around the 20th narrow line or 10 lines before it gets wide. Shmoy ben Yehuda ben Cha Muchach b'Gemara Dachi Kamerle Shein Shichvat Zaro Yorek Hachetz B'Shat Hashmish Ben Ruwi LaHolid. So he says that he's not like ejaculating properly.
She has no chiyuv to have kids anyway.
She wants to have kids though. She wants to have kids. And in the Gemara, and the Ran says, he says, when we look in the Ran, Umetok Mubaba Machmatayna Da'amra Ba'ina Chutra Liyada Umara Lakura. I want to have a staff for my arm, somebody to help me during my life, Umara Lakura, somebody to take care of my Kura. So that's what she wants. So according to that, he'd have to give her divorce and give her the ksuba. And please let us wait till I finish the Mishnah, okay? Unatula ani min ha-Yehudim. And then she says, Natula ani min ha-Yehudim, the third case, she makes this neder that she can't have relations with any Jew. So if you look at the Ran on the third white line, Natula ani min ha-Yehudim, Sha'asral atzmana tashmish kol Yehudim, v'kevan demucha milta, the tashmish kashala, so you could say, why can he just be made for the netter? So, or at least as far as it relates to him. So the Gemara is saying, the Ran is saying, that it's clear that Tashmish is painful for her, and so we force him to divorce her and give her the ksuba. Okay? Now, the Mishnah says, Chazru Lamar, subsequently, the conditions changed, and they said, in other words, we don't trust the women that they're saying honest statements. And we think that they're lying because they really just want to marry somebody else and get out of this marriage. That's what we think is going on. So it means in each case, they're making up stories. And so the one who says, like, I was raped, she just wants to, get divorced. Out. And the same thing with Shemayim Bini Lebeincha, and the Tulani Min Ayudim, she'll go somewhere else where they don't know from her, they don't know her netter, and she'll marry somebody. So Homerit Tamei Lucha. So they subsequently said that if a woman says the same claim, she says to the Kohen, Tamei Ani Lucha, to be right, she has to bring corroborating evidence before we believe her. He says, Hashemayim Beini LeBeincha, this is like, remember before that she wasn't happy with the way that he didn't think that he could father children, Ya'asu Derech Pakasha. So there's a lot of different pshatim, what it means, Ya'asu Derech Pakasha. So either Ya'asu Derech Pakasha, that the Bezdin will pray for them, that they'll have kids, or Ya'asu Derech Pakasha, they'll ask the husband if he's willing to voluntarily divorce her. We're not going to force him to divorce her, but those are two of the pshatim they have. And then unatulani min ha-Yehudim, if she makes a neder or she says she made a neder that I'm removed from the Jews, yafer lechalko, so he'll be do hafar of so much of the neder that relates to him, utei shamashto, and that she'll have relations with him, utei unatulani min ha-Kinami, should be prohibited from having relations with other Jews. Okay, all right. Who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far?
Yes,
I do.
Okay, 1 minute. Ahead. Let me get Daniel. Then I'll get you. Go ahead.
So first of all, they say nowadays it's not true that the person has to be yorek yechetz to father children, scientifically speaking.
Well,
not the case.
Or well, the Gemara says
that
the Gemara says no, no. Well, anyway, the Gemara is saying today we don't take that as a taina to get her divorced. But go ahead.
She says that I'm not going to have any benefit from any Jews. Normally, we said that except for her husband. Here we're saying including the husband.
No. In other words, the neder means everyone, but anyway she's asra on everybody else in the world. And remember, there's a way that she can frame it that, like, you know, like right. In other words, that she can't benefit from the tashmish, but he's going to revoke it. Okay, quickly, Fern, then I got to run. Go.
Okay.
Also, wait, no. I've got to go. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What?
The Yom Shemot fit into this last interpretation of Netula Nimina Yehudim.
What?
In other words, if she made the netter already,
right,
and he knew about it, and now she's just reporting, I need my ketubah, I'm out of here because of the netter I made. How can he be made for that netter?
No, if it's past the time, he can't be made for the netter. Then that's water down the bridge at that point in time. But this is the way we would, if he asked it timely, this is the way we would guide him. Okay? Now.
Yeah, but does she get the ketubah if it's not timely?
Wait, I don't see what you mean. If what do you mean if it's not timely? In other words, she makes the netter. He hears about the netter.
Right.
So
if he makes the netter and he doesn't hear about the netter within the time frame.
No. It doesn't matter. Whenever he hears about it, he can be made for it.
No, that wasn't my question. My question is, she makes the netter.
Right.
He knows about the netter and he leaves it.
So he knows about the netter and he doesn't make for it. Right. So then he's going to have to divorce her.
And does she get the ketubah? That's my question.
So it looks like that she would not get the ketubah, is the way it looks like.
That's
the because they will close her on the original statement.
Right. After they changed the halachot,
yes.
So she's asking, let's say she makes a neder, netulanim and ayuhudim, and the husband is not mayfair the neder. In other words, they said that the husband should be made for the netter.
Yes.
But let's say he's not made for the netter.
Divorce.
So I said he gets divorced. So she asked, does she get the ksuba? So I said, I don't think so. Okay, now I can't take any more questions. I have to finish the daf, okay? So and then if I finish, then we get some time. Then we'll see where we go. I have things to say also. Okay, now, 10 lines from the bottom.
Amen.
Now the Gemara, Ibai Lahu, Amra Labala, Tamei Ani, Maush Tocha B'Truma. Now again, going to the second stage is, if she's the wife of a Kohen, and she says, Tamei'ani, so unless she brings corroborating evidence, we don't force him to divorce her, and they're going to stay together.
Yeah.
And if I get time, I'd like to talk about how it is that we let them stay together. But anyway, but the question is, what about, can she eat truma? In other words, like there's a second din, a wife of Kohen can eat truma, but if she's been nitmeid, she can't eat truma. So, and also it's like, relates to, like I was talking today with, like Shavya Nafsha Chaticha Disur, like a person can make a pronouncement that affects their own status, even though maybe not impacting other people. That's Shavya Nafsha Chaticha Disur. So the question is, and then I was talking to Rabbi Roblowski, he was mentioning that Sefar today, I had seen it also in the Masivta, but he says, Mashtel Chabatruma, Rav Sheshet Amaro Chelet, Shtot Tzila Zalbanel. So Rav Sheshet says, she should continue to eat truma so as not to cast aspersions about her children. People shouldn't say, oh, you know, she was mizana, and the reason she's not eating truma is she was mizana, and so the kids are not, his kids, whatever, that's it. Rava Amar Eino Chelet. Rava says, no, she should not eat truma, efshar da'achla chulin, because she could eat non-truma, and nobody has to know that the reason she's not eating the truma is because she's, you know, because of anything that had to do with her claims or things like that. They could say she doesn't have enough truma to go around, or she's in chulin, you know, eating some things at the kiddush, not eating other things at the kiddush. You know, that doesn't prove one way or another. So Amarava, a motor of Sheshet, Shemit Armala, Sheinu Chelet. So Rava says, Rav Sheshet says that she eats truma. Rav Sheshet is the kula. She's going to eat the truma, not to cast aspersions about her children. But Rav Sheshet will agree that if she became widowed, that she doesn't eat the truma. The whole reason Rav Sheshet says she continues to eat truma, so that people shouldn't, you know, cast aspersions about her own children and say, you know, like hakachinik about them. So nit arm a little bit of garsha. Amri hashtad nisa. So if she's widowed, in other words, if she's normally, let's say, not involved with another man, and she's divorced or widowed, and she's got kids, she continues to eat the truma. But if she's not eating truma now, people will say, well, maybe now she got raped or something like that, but it doesn't impact the kids. Now, Amara Papa, Bariklan Rabba. So her Papa says that Rabba would like examine us or, you know, test us, quiz us. Eisha Kohen Shenensa, if the wife of Kohen was raped, Yesh la ketubah or ein la ketubah? Does she get a ketubah or does she not get a ketubah? So Kaven de onus legabi Kohen karatzon legabi Yisrael dami. Since, in other words, by a Eishes Kohen, if she's raped, that's the equivalent of consensual sex by a non, by an Eishes Yisrael.
Must divorce.
Right. In other words, by an Eishes Yisrael, if she's engaged in a, you know, consensual sexual relationship outside marriage, then she's got to get divorced. So an Eishes Kohen, even if she's raped, has got to get divorced. So do I say those are both the same legal equivalent of that?
And Yisrael does not get
divorced. So Yisrael dami. So and he says, please, ain't la ketubah. So she doesn't get a ketubah. Now, Rabbi Blavatsky was saying you have to view it like from the perspective of the husband. In other words, the ketubah was the tekana of the ketubah is shel kal beinav l'garsha. It shouldn't be easy for him to divorce the wife. So we want to create impediments. But with the Eishes Kohen, so where she's been raped, you don't want to create impediments. He should divorce her. So you want to remove the impediments from him to divorce her. He says, O Dilma, or perhaps Matzi Amrle, she, Eishes Kohen, consider her husband, Anaha Chazina, I'm Ra'ui to be married. In other words, like an Eishes Yisrael, you know, the wife of Yisrael could be married to me. V'gabru d'stachma sedeyu. It's just you, it's your situation. You happen to be a Kohen, so that's your headache. I should be entitled to, it's like your field got flooded. In other words, I should be entitled to my ksuba. V'imrina lay, so that's what Rabba quizzed them on. So Rapapa said, we said to Rava, manithani, it's our Mishnah. Ho merit. Now I already explained the Mishnah based on this maskana, but he says manitani ho merit tamei ani lecha. If a woman says to her husband, "I'm tamei to you," yesh la ketubah. She has the shintayt l'ksuba. So b'mayaskin, what's the case the Mishnah is speaking about? Ilim be'eshet Yisrael. If we say it's only the wife of Yisrael, ibaratzon. If she is tamei ani lecha, had like a consensual extramarital affair. Does she have a ksuba? Obviously, she doesn't have a ksuba. I don't need the Tana Tummy. That's Aleph Beis. V'iba ones, and if she's raped, mim kamitzra al gavra. Is she prohibited on her husband? No, you don't. She doesn't have a divorce. She could still be married. V'ela, so having, you know, exhausted those possibilities, v'ela beishet kohen. So we're only left with the wife of a kohen. Ibaratzon klum yesh la ksuba. If it's, again, like a consensual relationship outside of marriage, relationship kohen, migar miyeshes Yisrael baratzon. So she's not any worse than an Eishes Yisrael, doesn't have a ksuba. El la ba'onas. Is it not, having exhausted all the other possibilities, the only possibility left is an Eishes Kohen who's raped. He says, v'katani yesh la ketubah. And the Tana Mishnah says that she is entitled to ksuba. That's before they changed this halacha. Now, I just want to do a few lines quickly. We don't have too much time. And I want you to always keep this in mind when you're asking questions, even though questions are good. Uh-huh. But it cuts back on whatever else we might do otherwise. Now, if you look on the fifth wide line in the Ran, sixth wide line on Sarim and Beis, so the Ran is asking on our Mishnah, came into Medina da Amr Tmeya Nilacha Mitzra Abala Commissioner Rishona. In other words, since the halacha is, in other words, what is the Din Torah? If a wife of a Kohen says to her husband, Tmeya Nilacha, I was raped. So from the beginning of the Mishnah, it's clear that Medin Torah, she's prohibited on her husband. Mishum Shlodin Tenanina, he says, in Mitzra Ba'abala, Commissioner Rishona, Shemeshlotei Notena Einei Ba'acher, Hiachi Tirua. So how is it that the Chachamim, then they saw, in other words, the Mishnah says that originally, if she said, I was raped, so she's prohibited on her husband, the husband has to divorce her.
Yes.
And then because of a policy consideration, we're afraid that women, you know, are casting their eyes, you know, and using it as like a pretext to get divorced. So they're saying, he says, how did they say that every woman now can stay with her husband if she says I was raped? What happened to that Easter? In other words, if the Din Torah is that a woman says, that Eishes Kohen says, I was raped, and he can't be with her anymore, how is it the Chachamim decide, like for policy considerations, we say stay married now? He says, Yesh Mishati writes, so one opinion explains, the Afalgav de Medina Asira, even though Mitzad didn't, she's prohibited, let's concede, Sharula Rabbanan and Vatli Milta Doraita Mishum Migdar Milta Bekumasei. In other words, because of, in other words, the Chamim said that we're going to be Mavatil something in the Torah, Mishum Migdar Milta, because we want to establish, you know, better standards for morality. He says, "Bekumba ase the geder gadol gadruba shlotinina ba'acher lavkiyat smamiyat balav or shupi adam laso kain and chame bekoch to do that could really be about migdar mel tashani." The hikshuol zeh, but they ask concerning that explanation. Shein beitin matnin la'kor devar min haTorah l'shein v'al ta'ase. Now the chame bekoch to say that shein v'al ta'ase. In other words, Torah says a, but passively you're going to violate the Torah, right?
Don't do A.
Right. In other words, like the Torah says, you know, blow shofar even when Rosh Hashanah's on Shabbos. Look, I'm saying don't blow shofar.
Wave.
If I need help, I'll let you know. It says, wave lulav even when Shabbos, the Antip comes out on Shabbos. The Chacham say, don't wave lulav. So that's Sheva al Taaseh. But here, it's become Va'aseh. Who says they have a heter to say, no, so go ahead, have relations with your husband, you know, continue on. He says here, Inami Bekumasei, Lorat Shah Bilbad, Kiliyah Bahar Carmel. So that's, yeah, the Horat Shah, like Kiliyah Bahar Carmel, he could do, about the Rot Lo, Uladidi Lokashali. So I don't have a problem with this, the Ron says. The Chihechit Arena Bekamaduchti, the Kolna Makadish Daita Rabbana Makadish, Bafkin Rabbana Lakirushimine. So the Ron says there's a klal that the Chamim are mafkia the Kiddushin. They're like uprooting the marriage. Chamim b'koach to say the Kiddushin is not Kiddushin. We discussed this, we will discuss it in Gittin. We've had it before. Hakanami, haka, kol sha'amar l'bala t'me'ani, afkin rabban l'kiddushay mi'ikara. V'nimsa sh'ashenensa penuya haito. So the Ron is using like a klal. He's saying that here too in this Mishnah, when there were chozer midbarav, they're using the concept of Afkin Rabban L'Kiddushin Mineh. It was the Chamimar uprooting her original marriage so that she was not married when she was raped. She was a Penuya. He says, B'mishumachi Shari L'Balda, therefore she's permissible to her husband, V'ochelet Nami B'Truma, and she could eat Truma, K'dirmina B'Gemara. In other words, she wasn't married. Elofish Zeneh, Mitztarit Lamar, D'chiyamin and Hachi Davka B'mer T'me'ani L'Chosh N'Anasti, U'L'Kasher N'Vach. It only works if she says, I was raped by an Adam Kasher. Abo B'mer T'me'ani L'Chosh N'Anasti, Minatin, and we mamzer, Inu Mitzar L'Balda, V'ina B'mashba. It doesn't sound that way from the Gemara. In other words, so the Ron's Hezber only works if she was a Kasher. So then he has another, other people want to say that that really the woman would not normally be naman to say I was tamei alilcha, but the chamim say that since it's so embarrassing to say I was raped, that if a woman would come say that, so in this case, in other words, a woman is normally not naman it. But in this case, we're going back to, so originally they had, you know, to say that she's Nehmanic because it's so embarrassing to say this, but then they said, no, well, we don't want to party. Okay, I have to call it a day, right? Well, one second.